Hello and welcome to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. You know, when San Francisco backup quarterback Colin Kaepernick started his protest against racial inequality and police brutality, he set off a firestorm. Since then, players from around the league and in other sports have joined in. Four Miami Dolphins players began protesting by taking a knee during the national anthem, led by running back Arian Foster.
Police brutality is a part of it, but it's also the prison systems, the school systems, education, everything that entails what is systemic racism in this country and how it affects people moving forward. It affects people's judgments, decisions. It affects people's vantage points. And that's why I think the conversation is so important.
That action led to the International Union of Police Associations Local 6020 to ask the Broward Sheriffs to no longer take part in some of the details at the games. Now, those Dolphins players held a closed-door forum this week with community leaders, law enforcement. They wanted to clear the air and maybe talk about moving this conversation forward. It was a very secretive meeting, though. And we said that it's catching on elsewhere. It's already down at the high school level. Last week, three Palm Beach Lakes football players knelt during the national anthem. High school kids across the country are doing it. 2 weeks ago, a principal at a high school in Naples, Florida, told his students they better stand or else. All right, so we're going to talk about this on a number of different levels. But first, let me bring in my guest joining me in studio, Jeffrey Bell. He's the president of the Broward Sheriff's Office Deputies Association. Jeffrey, thank you so much for joining me.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Also joining us is Dave Hyde. He is a sports reporter with the Sun Sentinel. Jeffrey, Dave.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Great to have you. Thank you. And also joining me is Jocelyn Benson, Chief Executive Officer of RISE. That's the Ross Initiative in Sports Equality. That's the group started by Stephen Ross, owner of the Miami Dolphins. Jocelyn Benson, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I kind of wanted to go around the table just real quickly and kind of get a sense of how everybody is thinking and feeling about really this whole debate. It started with one player decided to sit down during the national anthem, and now you've got players all over the league. You've got high school kids doing it. Jeffrey Bell, I'll start with you. I mean, just your overall impression, what this is supposed to mean, and, of course, the debate that's followed.
Well, I think from our vantage point on this is when everybody attends a sporting event, and we'll just take the Dolphins on this because this is where we're focused on mainly, when the stadium asks the fans to please rise for the national anthem, they're asking us to show a sign of respect for the flag and take a moment of silence as the national anthem is being sung on that. So everything is focused right on the flag and paying respect for the country and the people that gave their lives and for this country so that we can still enjoy the freedoms that we have today. So when we see a player or players take a knee during this national anthem, we show that as a sign of disrespect to the flag and what it stands for. Now, maybe if the same players had actually vocalized what they were going to do before the game and we knew what they were doing, maybe it would take on a whole different meaning. But we could have five more players tomorrow take a knee, and we would have no idea why they took the knee until the media conference after the game where they had a chance to explain themselves.
So if they said to you, you know what, we're going to do this tomorrow or this weekend's game, we're going to do it, then does that change anything?
Well, I think as long as they want to voice their concerns and their protests ahead of time, and they're not going to be a distraction to their team and the NFL itself, there does come a point in time where you're a distraction to your team, and that cannot be tolerated by either the Dolphins or the NFL.
All right, Jocelyn Benson, as part of this group RISE, I mean, really, what are your thoughts on everything that's been happening over the past month on this debate?
Well, I'll start out by saying that, you know, I'm have a military background. I'm the president also of the Military Spouses of Michigan, and so I completely understand the concerns about ensuring, you know, members of service members like my husband, who has served in Afghanistan, have respect and that we're paying tribute to them at all times. And that said, I think what we're seeing here is an effort of individuals to raise awareness around injustices in their communities and nationally in a way that they can through their platform. And what RISE is trying to do really is say, you know, regardless of how one seeks to raise awareness about injustice or inequality, we want to make sure that we're moving the ball forward, bringing people together to talk about solutions. And so that's why we hosted a conversation with these athletes and law enforcement and military service members and activists this past week to say, how can we work together? What are our different perspectives? And are there solutions we can identify
and
minimize?
I want to ask you about what happened at that meeting. But real quickly, let me go over to Dave Hyde again from the Sun Sentinel. So, Dave, you cover the Dolphins. First of all, did these players, Arian Foster, Michael Thomas, Jelani Jenkins, Kenny Stills, did these players tell everybody what they were going to do before the Seattle game, or did they just go ahead and do it?
Yeah, no. In fact, they had a team meeting, I believe it was Friday. They had a practice in Seattle and players-only meeting, and then, Arian Foster led the meeting and said, does anybody want to protest or have a kneel on the way it's going down on other teams? And these four decided to do it. Other players were against it, so... it was like any other place in society where people get to do what they want to do and voice their opinion. And then before the game, in fact, in the locker room right before the game, Michael Thomas went up to the Dolphin owner and Steve Ross, who founded Rise, and asked him about his thoughts on it. And Steve Ross told him to do what he thought, follow his conscience, now, do what he wanted to do.
My understanding, too, is, and a long time ago since I've covered sports and I covered the Dolphins, but knowing the NFL as I know it, is that the NFL runs a very tight ship. They have a person at the game who actually looks at everybody's uniform to make sure that it's standard uniform and nothing is off. So how is the NFL, I guess, dealing with this? Are they trying to stay a little bit back and just see what happens, or will they put any pressure on the players at any point?
Well, let's do with the NBA. Let's see what they did. In 1996, a player, Mohamed Rauf, sat for the national anthem, returned his back. And the next year that it was instituted a rule that the players had to stand for the national anthem. There's been no rule in the NFL. So we'll see this offseason if a rule is implemented or not.
And we talk about, Jeffrey Bell brought it up about this, distractions in a locker room, team unity. It's about the game. You said there are players who were not in agreement. Is this causing any problems inside the locker room?
They talked about, there was a discussion for about 3 hours on a plane from Seattle back to Miami after that game. It doesn't seem there's any open, bloodletting in the locker room, but it's like anywhere else. You get 53 people together that are going to disagree on things. And it's amazing how the NFL is the only sport, football is the only sport that uses the word constantly, distractions. Every other sport, players disagree and they aren't, quote, distractions.
All right. Let me turn it over to Jocelyn Benson. Okay, so Jocelyn, there was this meeting. Some of the players, again, that were involved in this protest, sitting down with Rise and with some former players and law enforcement. Who else was there? And my understanding, this is a very secret meeting or very quiet. I mean, nobody found out about it until afterwards.
I wouldn't describe it as a secret meeting. Our goal, I think, is at Rise was to bring people together to have candid conversations in a space that was not, I mean, this wasn't about making a statement in the media or making a public statement. This was about having an opportunity to create a space for candid conversations and understanding. So that's why, I can understand the perception, but that's why it was not a public meeting. It was more just an internal discussion.
How'd you decide who should attend?
That was the invitations were driven by the Dolphins organization. We come into this as Rise, as we have with various other organizations, to provide support.
All right.
And to provide content.
Jeffrey Bell, you were telling me earlier, who from your division was invited or who went?
Well, nobody from the union was officially invited, but we did have the undersheriff of the Broward Sheriff's Office respond to that meeting on that. But I find it kind of ironic that through the past week, through our interviews and everything, that a lot of the topics that were talked about the other day is exactly what we've been saying in our other interviews on this, is that we've been challenging the players to do something in a more meaningful venue, to come out with us into the communities, work with the children in the communities, get involved at the community level, and show them that there is a better way on this. Because if you're just going to sit there on a stadium field and take a knee, that's one thing, but you have to address the problem. And the problem is inside the streets where the basic road deputies and law enforcement are hitting it every single day. And we're winning the battle on the streets. It's just the people on the top like to spin us in a different way.
Jocelyn, the other thing, too, is this. My understanding from what happened at the meeting, I'm just going by what was reported in the Miami Herald, is that the players were interested in moving the conversation forward and looking at possibly a different way to protest. But really, what's that response to even what you're hearing from Mr. Bell about, you know, what the players are doing outside of the stadium?
Well, absolutely. I mean, first the players came to us and said, you know, we want to do something positive. We want to have an impact. We want to make change. And we said, well, we came up with this suggestion to begin with this conversation, bring everyone together and say, how can we work together? But we emphasized throughout the discussion that this is the beginning, not the end, and this is not a one-time discussion. And so what you're seeing now are additional things like, you know, we have programs with student-athletes in schools. We've invited and are going to be working with the athletes to go into schools and talk about these issues and to work with law enforcement as well, because again, we see this as a question of how, and I would say the athletes came to us for this reason, how can we bring people together to actually create some solutions?
Real quickly, I want to make sure I clear something up too. Jeffrey Bell, is that it was the International Police Union, Police Association's Local 6020 asking Broward Sheriff not to take part in the details of the game, but clear up really what does Broward Sheriff do, because the jurisdiction around the stadium is maybe a little confusing.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't realize is that they just assume that the Broward Sheriff's Office provides all the security for the stadium itself. We do not. Okay, we're very limited in our involvement, where the players and family members will traditionally stay outside of Dade County in hotels prior to the game and after the game, and we will escort them in buses from Broward County down to the stadium with deputies with having their lights and sirens on to expedite their travel time to and from the stadium. That is our involvement with the details. The security at the stadium is provided by the Dade County policemen.
So after the Union of Police Associations asked Broward Sheriffs, don't take part in this anymore, what was the response?
Well, it's a volunteer basis for the details. It's off-duty work. The deputies have a choice to either to take the detail or not to take the detail. The sheriff's office official position is we've made a commitment to provide the security months and months ago, so we're going to have to follow through with our commitment on that. They'll still provide the details, but it's up to the individual deputy to stand up and say no.
But can this association, do they have any power over anybody in Broward Sheriff's or any sheriff's department down here?
We cannot mandate anybody to follow through with this boycott in Dade County or in Broward County.
All right. You know what, Dave Hyde, I kind of want to still come back and get a sense of really what's going on within the team. And my understanding is that Stephen Ross, he's backed the players on their actions. But really, you know, do you get any sense that there is any kind of distraction here, or that there may be a division? This could cause problems with the team or even with the team in the community.
You know, I'm not getting the sense there's any problem within the team, as far as, I assume you're suggesting winning or losing, or, I mean, there's disagreements on this issue, just like there is in the community. You know, some players, obviously, especially the four players, feel strong enough to take a knee during the national anthem. Other players, you know, privately agree with them, but let's face it. Michael Thomas, for instance, went up to Steve Ross in the Seattle locker room, as I said. Michael Thomas is sort of a fringe player. He's not a starter. He's a veteran. These guys fear for their careers, too. You know, you put yourself out there like that, all of a sudden you're in the spotlight. And with the spotlight comes a lot of questions and questioning. And he said he needed to get Steve Ross to say, yes, it was okay for you to do that, before he really felt comfortable doing it.
All right. Dave Hyde of the Florida Sun Sentinel. Dave, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Before I move on in this segment, though, I do want to come back. And Jocelyn Benson, just real quickly, is this protest working? Because you go back to what Colin Kaepernick, the one who started it all, said. It is about racial inequality, police brutality. You heard Arian Foster earlier say this is about systemic racism. Look, these are complicated issues. So is taking a knee at the national anthem really bringing light to these issues? Because it seems like sometimes it's just we hear the debate and people are angry about the fact that they're doing it during the national anthem.
Well, I think it has sparked a national conversation about police accountability and racial justice in America. That is a very important and healthy conversation for us to have. And, you know, as the next steps from our town hall move forward, one of the things we're doing this weekend, right before the game, is continuing to bring these people together who attended our conversation to have further conversations in this vein. So I think at a tailgate before the game.
All right. You know what? I just lost Jocelyn. That is my fault. I apologize about that. You know what, though? But Jeffrey Bell, you wanted to make a comment real quickly.
I just wanted to make a comment on that when Jocelyn was talking about some of the protests with social injustice and things like that. It's time that the organizations and the NFL, they need to step up on this, okay? Where were they a year ago when the St. Louis Rams players came out with the hands up, don't shoot? Okay, that was the narrative of the day. Everybody believed it. At the end of the day, it was proven to be 100% false. The Justice Department came down. Eric Holder said it was not true. President Obama had to come out and say it was not true on that. It was a false narrative on that. So I think what we need to do is that the professional organizations, they need to focus in on winning games and playing football on that.
What do you think about this, though? If not that, what would be a better protest? Look, they want to talk about this issue.
We have to start thinking outside the box. And listen, I agree, it's a very complicated issue. But I think what we really need to start focusing on is revamping our training system on that. I'll tell you from my
police
personal
training.
Experience. Absolutely.
Okay.
And it needs to start from the academy itself. When we go, this is the only job in the world that I can think of personally, where somebody will go to 6 months worth of training. And when they're done with their training, they've never seen a traffic ticket. They've never completed a traffic accident report. They don't even know how to turn on their computer and take a report yet, because that's just the academy. We spend weeks and weeks talking about tort reform law from the 1600s. Okay. That needs to be revamped.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to bring you back. Is that we're opening up a Pandora's box. This is something we have to talk about, but not to move on or not to get lost in the weeds there. Again, we were talking to Jocelyn Benson. She was the chief executive officer of RISE. That's the Ross Initiative in Sports Equality. I want to shift this just a little bit now, because I had mentioned earlier that this is now happening on the high school level. And we're seeing students across the country who are also taking part in this protest. There was a young man, Rodney Axon, in Ohio at a high school who took a knee. He may have been the first high school student to ever do it. Doherty High School in Massachusetts, a player also took a knee. He was suspended for a game. That suspension was later lifted. We've seen entire volleyball teams take a knee. Here in South Florida, Palm Beach Lakes, three players took a knee during the national anthem. I want to put this out there to parents. I want to know, if your child came to you and said, your son or daughter, and said, you know what, I'm going to take a knee. I'm going to join my teammates because I believe in what this protest is about, and I want to speak up. How would you feel about that? Would you be all right with that? You know, would you talk to your child about that? Have you been talking to your child about this particular debate? We want to hear your thoughts on that. You can join the conversation. Give us a call. I'm going to get the phone number up there in just a second. You can always go to WLRN.org and let us know your thoughts. I apologize. We're going to get the phone up there in just a moment. I want to bring in Jody Wagner. She is a sports reporter with the Palm Beach Post. Jody, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. This incident that happened, I don't say it's an incident. It's just three students at Palm Beach Lakes. Maybe some people will think it's an incident. What happened there?
Well, it was three Palm Beach Lakes football players knelt during the national anthem last week prior to a game against Dwyer. It was a road game for Palm Beach Lakes. While pretty much everybody else on the sidelines, teammates, coaches, cheerleaders, they all stood.
All right. How did the crowd respond to that?
There really wasn't much of a response. This was a road game for Palm Beach Lakes, so they were on the opposite side of the field from the majority of those in the crowd. So other than some in the media, it pretty much went unnoticed.
All right, the number is 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-9576. I know students are probably in school right now, but I'd love to hear from you if you're a parent. How would you feel if your child came up and said they wanted to take part in this protest? What would you say to them? Have you talked to them about it? And also, I want to talk about, you know, really, what are the rules? What are the laws in Florida when it comes to this? You know what, Jody, the other thing, too, is this. This is happening around the country, but I'm wondering if there's a discussion among coaches, students, the school board on this topic? Because it's got to be coming here at some point. It's already starting to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as the coaches are concerned, it's addressed individually. I spoke with several last week, and most said it hasn't even come up. You know, they're focused on football, and they want no disruptions. Though Al Shipman, who does coach Palm Beach Lake, said that he did address it with his team, and he said, look, if you decide to kneel, you know, I'll support you. But, you know, as far as last Friday's protest, it wasn't an organized thing. The three players who did so did on their own.
Do we know, by the way, what is the rule? Because in Florida, by law, as a student, you got to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance unless you have a written consent from your parent that says you can opt out. But is that the case with national anthems at sporting events?
Well, that's the law as well, as they do have to stand, but it's clearly not being enforced. You know, I think First Amendment rights probably outweigh that, though. I mean, that's open to interpretation, but as far as the Palm Beach County School District is concerned, they sent an email out to principals last week basically with guidelines, and it said it affirmed a student athlete's rights to express their conduct, and it said anybody who kneels during the national anthem, there should be no consequences, no interventions, no threats or warnings, unless, you know, they're disruptive or they're vulgar. They're allowed to exercise their rights and kneel.
And what did the school
board? There haven't been any.
What did the school board respond in when it came to the players at Palm Beach Lakes?
I haven't heard anything. You know, again, it's their right to do so, and again, if it's disruptive or vulgar, you know, there can be action taken. But, you know, there has been no action taken. It's just it's their right to do so.
All right,
and they're going to, you know, yeah, support that.
Before I go to the phones, Jeffrey Bell, you stuck around because you're a father. And I just wanted to ask you real quickly, you know, if your kids came to you and said, Dad, I'm going to kneel with my teammates because I want to make this protest, how would you respond to that?
I would disagree with their actions on that, but to make sure I knew exactly what they were doing instead of just being followers, if they want to kneel to be a leader, then I would take my children and I would bring them down to the Veterans Hospital and I'd make them come down up and down the hallways and go talk to some of the people who have been through some traumatic injuries and talk to them about what the American flag means to them and what the national anthem means to them. And I want to take them down to some homeless shelters where there's vets down there and give them the broad picture before they want to be a follower.
Have you started talking about this, or are your kids too young to discuss this yet?
They're a little bit too young right now to realize the ramifications of their actions for that.
All right, I'm going to go to the phones again, talking about this issue. High school students now taking part in the same protest. We're seeing professional athletes kneeling during the national anthem. How would you feel as a parent if they were doing that? Let me go to George in Miami first. George, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Go ahead, George.
You know, as far as my kids coming to me and wanting to take a knee, I fully support it. But I also want to make another comment. You know, the Star Spangled Banner never had black people in mind when it was written. You know, all you got to do is read the third stanza, and that's where the problem lies. You know, nobody knows the full Star Spangled Banner. It's like, why would a black person want to promote something that, you know, basically, you know, promoting themselves in change? And that's the whole problem with the Star Spangled Banner. You know, the police oppression, everything. Nobody's knocking the military. It's the song itself, and that's a big problem for us. And you know, everybody seems to have a problem with that. And it's like I don't understand why nobody wants to promote themselves in slavery. And I would think white people, black people, Latinos, nobody. So what? Why would black people want to promote themselves? Promote something that promotes slavery?
Bringing up another angle on this issue. George, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate the comments. Let me go over to Matt now in Lantana. Matt, welcome to the program. Matt, are you there? Going once, going twice. Matt, I have you there. All right, I'm here.
This is Rachel in Plantation.
Oh, Rachel, I am so sorry. I hit the wrong button. Rachel in Plantation. Thank you. Go ahead.
My daughter's still very young. She's only 3 and a half, but we've already started talking to her about equality and rights issues, and I would be proud if she wanted to take a knee. The way I look at it is the idea is to draw attention and bring up a topic of conversation, and a national anthem gets attention, and by doing something different, they're bringing light to a subject that's important to talk about. If people say it's disrespectful, to me, turning your back would be disrespectful. Not coming out for it would be disrespectful. There are so many things that we look at, like, you know, people kneel to pray. They kneel to communicate something. And so I think it's a respectful way to bring a protest about a very important topic.
All right, Rachel, thank you so much for the call. Thank you for sharing with us. All right, I'm being told that I've run out of time on this, but I'm going to continue this conversation online on Facebook. I'm going to ask the question one more time, and I want to hear from you. If you're a parent, how do you feel about the fact that maybe your kid wants to kneel down during the national anthem? Would you let them? Or would you want to have a chat with them? What would you say? Again, you can find us on Facebook. Look us up under the Florida Roundup. Again, I want to thank Jeffrey Bell, president of the Broward Sheriff's Office Deputies Association, for joining us today. Jeffrey, thanks
so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. Coming up next, if you live in a condo, you know there's all kinds of issues, maybe with fraud and, well, a lot of fraud going on in South Florida. We're going to look into it. That's coming up next on the Florida Roundup here on WLRN.